When I was born, I was here to make an impact, and everything I've been through is God's way of getting me ready to help others at a deeper level, or so I thought. In reality, it was to help me find out who I was, and to love myself even more. I was born in a local hospital in a small town of Decorah, Iowa, and I was born with a facial deformity called hemifacial microsomia. It's a birth defect, which the tissues and nerves on my left side of my face were underdeveloped, which primarily affected my ear, my mouth, my jaw area. I had no idea I looked any different. I mean, I was never treated really any different between my family members or people who were close to us. All I knew is that I could be a bossy girl until I reached kindergarten. That's where Miss Bossy met the bullies. And looking the way I did, it wasn't just the bullies who affected me. I remember I had some good friends, but looking back, I was more of a friend to them than they were to me. But even then, I knew I needed them. Just being able to have friends was a confidence booster for me. I really never loved myself, but it's not because I disliked myself. It had more to do with me not really knowing myself. I learned that by being nice to others, they were generally nice in return. As a result, in high school and college, I made some close friends and life was good. When I was 25, I met a guy and, well, we had a child out of wedlock, after which he cheated on me, so I had left. Becoming a mom, though, was one of the best and most important things that could ever happen to me. I remember, though, when I was 12, I said I was never going to get married and I was never going to have kids. Well, that changed. Eventually, I went back to school for holistic health and wellness because all of my surgeries I have had, I was often pressured or persuaded to get more potent pain pills to help myself heal at home. I never took them, though. T3 was, or Tylenol with codeine was the strongest I ever took at home. I thought it to be annoying when the doctors would ask me multiple times if I was sure I didn't need something more. I was like, yes, I'll be fine. I barely even took Tylenol when I have a headache. That led me into Spring Forest Qigong, which is an energy healing modality, which I learned at school. I also learned many other different modalities of self-healing. While growing up, I lost a few close friends because apparently people don't like being around someone who's growth-orientated. Staying where I was began to feel suffocating. I knew I was meant for more. I also knew that the only way ahead was to go through. My mom would always keep telling me to drink my OJ so we could go home after my surgeries. That was how I conditioned to dealing with a lot of things in my life. Drink my OJ and move on. I learned about how fragile life could be as well. I lost my great-grandpa, my grandma, both my grandpas, my uncle, an aunt, two cousins, my dad, and my boyfriend, fiance. All that loss made me even stronger, and naturally, I turned into a rock for the rest, holding everyone together, and that seemed to be my role, so I thought. I didn't know then that in order to help others, we must first be able to help ourselves. I learned this recently over the last 2 years, before which I was a great enabler, probably the world's greatest, even. In 2011, I met another guy, and, well, 6 months later, I got pregnant. I went from a family of two to a family of seven. He already had three kids. He worked in construction and sometimes worked for contractors who literally wouldn't return to the site when they needed to pay the staff. There was a few times when Billy was owed over $5,000 and no one would show up to pay any of the guys that worked. Apparently it happens more than we would like to think. There were some very close calls on paying rent, and so I started a coupon for everything to help save money everywhere we could. We were able to survive that way for a while. If I didn't have a coupon, we didn't buy it. 3 years into our relationship, he got hurt and he had was forced to stop working. I had to convert from staying at a home mom to working mom. I worked two part-time jobs and took care of the family for a year or so. I did that. I could take care of everything and bring home the money we needed to survive. We would be on our way to swim when I would get a call from work asking me to come work. We needed the money, so I often chose work over the kids. They understood, although they were sad, and I could feel my heart breaking into pieces. In 2015, I woke up one morning and started waking. In 2016, I woke up one morning and tried waking Billy up so he could take care of the youngest while I went to work. But he wouldn't move. He was cold. So cold. I shook him. I tried to move him, but so he'd wake up. But deep down, I already knew he was gone. The loss of color in his face and his skin. The clammy touch of his skin. The coolness. He was gone. I kept wishing for it to be just my mind playing tricks on me, but he didn't move. He passed away while I was sleeping due to an enlarged heart. I couldn't scream or cry or anything. I wanted to express all of these emotions at once, but nothing came out. My youngest was staring at me, and I knew I had to be brave and strong while she watched me try to wake him up. I didn't want her to remember his passing in a way that seemed overly dramatic. I wanted her to remember peace, and so I held myself together for her, as well as the other children. In 2018 now, or it's 2018 now, and I'm more whole than I've ever been these 38 years I've been here. I've been with the life coach for the last year and a half and have learned so much, have grown a lot, and I continue to do so. All those years I spent in a fight or flight mode was behind me. I now know that the difference between healing and enabling of manifesting standards and boundaries for myself and others. Everything I've been through was so I could learn to help myself, and in turn, now I can help others from a deeper level. I am constantly working on myself so I can keep helping others the way others have helped me. The story of my past is now out, which I can rewrite. However, every next chapter is yet to be written by me. I'm here to help others. I know now that my purpose in this world is to show others that even when you have to get through a bunch of muck, you can still keep going. Also being grateful for everything. I tell you my story to help you understand that I have been there as well. It's not all butterflies and rainbows like some people think I have lived. I have been through a lot. However, I went through all this because I needed to learn that no matter where I go and end up, I'm able to keep picking myself and move on. Choosing to take responsibility for how I think, act, and feel has made a big difference. I am not a victim to what life has brought to me. This is all from choices I've had because of not having good boundaries and standards. I always claim that I wasn't a victim, however, some of my actions said otherwise. I have been able to get to the root and get some old habits changed that I wanted to change. I have been able to see things through new eyes. I'm happier and more whole than I ever have. I found myself. I have loved, and now I love myself. I like to help others if they want to grow. I'm very much a growth-oriented person, which requires some action. Some of it's scary, I'm not going to lie, but if I can do it, I have faith that you can change too. I will no longer entertain those who just bitch about their lives and not want to change. I don't have time for that nonsense anymore like I used to. I'm a lot pickier about who I bring my kids around as well as myself. I have standards now. It's very important to have boundaries and standards for yourself and others you're around. You're worth it. Your kids are worth it. Those you love are worth it. Change yourself and change your world. I have seen so much greatness come out of so many different tragedies and so many different situations. And all I can think is the silver lining in every situation. There's always a difference between a positive mindset and being positive all the time. What happens, you see the positive out of that situation. It's not always good to be positive all the time, because our emotions are there to help guide us. Without those emotions to help stop us, think about what we're doing and help guide us move to our next destination or our next place that we need to be, then it wouldn't be a good thing. For instance, if we were standing in front of a bear or a bear behind us and we were positive about it, then we might be getting mauled by that bear because they were coming after us. But if we were at that same situation and there was a bear behind us and that fear got to us, we need to stop, figure out what we need to do, and make our choices to move forward away from the bear. There is a big difference, and I am not always positive, but I do have a positive mindset. I don't stay in any emotion too long, because that's where people get stuck. I don't like being stuck. So today, what I want you to do is feel those emotions and see where it helps guide you, because you'll be very surprised on where it will take you, where it leads you. I want you to be more mindful today about what you're doing, who you're around, because everything that you do is a ripple effect to everybody. Choose love and love yourself more each day.